Today, Shir Bishop Riyami is Siman Taf Tzadi Test. We're up to Sif Dalid. Ein molchin es achalavim velo mahafchin bahem. Afilu lishatchan al gabe yisegos. So, besides the skin, the hide, they also used to try to preserve the fat of the chelev, which is, as you know, not kosher, but it can be used for things like wax and things like that. So, when you shefted the behema, you had the fats. So and you want to go ahead and preserve it and treat it also with salting. So he says, "Ein molchin es achalavim v'lo mahapchin b'hem," and you can't flip it back and forth to preserve it. Afilu l'shatchan al gabe yisedos, even to just go ahead and plop it onto some pegs, which we saw also yesterday by the ore, that was not something that was allowed, because again, it's purely for the treatment of these items. And he says, "Af al pi shenishchata biyonto." Even though it was shechted on Yom Tov. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Sifkatan Yud Gimel, Ein Molchin, the Dover She'eno Ochel, something that's not a food, in Moleach Kedei Shelo Yasriach, if you go ahead and you salt it so that it does not spoil or rot, Yeshbo Mishum Ma'abed. There is the Melacha of Ibud. There's a famous principle called Ein Ibud Ba'ochlin. If it's ochel, then it's not going to be ibud, as Johnson remembers from Shabbos. But if it's not a food, and in this case, it's not considered, even though it's a food, it's not ochel gamur, obviously, because you can't eat it. So therefore, there's going to be some type of ibud, okay? Again, whether this is d'oraisa, according to many, it's d'oraisa. According to some, Taz holds it's karav l'daraisa, but again, it's definitely an iser of ibud. We move back to sifkat on yudalid, v'lo mahapchin bahem, and also you can't like flip it around. Also, part of the preserving process. Remember, we saw yesterday they used to go ahead and step on the ore, which was like the beginning of the ibud process of the hide. And this is in terms of the skin. Hu gam kein, he says ke'ein tikun la'chalovim. It somehow fixes up the fats. V'aser mitam. And it's usher for the same reason as Anoim El. Sif Katan Tes Vav, Afil L'Shatchan, even to go ahead and spread it out on top of pegs. V'muchacha Milsa She'osa Zeh Kedei Shelo Yasrichu. Because, again, as we said yesterday by the hides, it then becomes apparent that it's being done so that these fats do not rot. Because Rinan Dilma Asi Gam Kein L'Molcham. And therefore, when you go ahead and you do that, although there's no, I guess, real Isser in terms of Ibud, but it's a gzeira mishum ibud, because you, if you do that, and since you're treating the chelev in and of itself, it's a gzeira, maybe you'll also come to salt it, which is, again, the iser of ibud itself. Ula inyan tiltol, and with respect to moving the chelev, das hataz b'shem, right, tiltol muksa, the dea of the taz, b'shem hagos ashri, is lahakel. He is mekel legabe moving it, and the basic reason why it's not mukta, the Mefarshim explain, is because it is roi for hadlaka. You could use it for right wax and fat can serve the purpose of candles. Okay, but then he goes on the Mishnah Brura about Magen Avram. However, the Magen Avram says the lefimai de pasak harama besimin tufzadi hey the nolad usser, according to the Rama, who said that nolad is usser. So although it's not mukta in terms of itself, because it has a use, it's not like something that's useless. Let's say like moist hides have no purpose on the day itself. This would have a purpose on Yom Tov for fire and things like that, but it's nolad. And since we hold that nolad, it would machmir for nolad on Yom Tov, regular nolad, this is not nolad. Gama chalavin, usser l'taltalin. So chalavin would be usser, kishenishkata b'Yom Tov, when it's shechted on Yom Tov. Da'havi nolad, because now it becomes like a fat now separate from the behema, is something that didn't exist beforehand. It was like part of the behema. Even though the mitzias and practically it actually is something that could have been used to, you know, it had the fat in it already the day before, and therefore it was roi for hadlaka. So you can't, in a certain sense, say it wasn't around. So that, therefore, maybe it's not nolad. Meyet lo loya omei hadlaka. You know, it might have been something that you could have used for lighting and a candle. But as part of the behema, it wasn't omed lehadlaka, and therefore it's viewed as nola. If you remember, we once had a shita that actually held that a behema that shechted and found to be a treifa might actually be nola. Again, these are tough sugyas in shir. Then he says, "Berak l'taltalan kidei latznian." So therefore, since it would be muksa al snolan, you would only be allowed to move it in order to do what? In order to protect it by putting it in a safe place, o kadesh lo yasrichu, or so it doesn't rot, meaning take it out of the sun. That would be mutter, like we said, by the hide, like by the skins. Disharinan sofan mishun tchilasan. That would allow you to do, because if you wouldn't be able to go ahead and save the chelev, or save the feathers by the, right, save the feathers by the chicken, or save the hide by the behema, you wouldn't go and shecht, and you wouldn't go ahead and have the sibros yomter, right? Like we said yesterday, by the feathers, also you'll be able to move to preserve them, okay? Not preserve them by doing ibud, obviously, but to put them, you can move them and put them in a safe place, or in a place where they won't, the sun won't bake down on them. Aval kishen nishchatam erev yomtov, however, if it was shechted on erev yomtiv, the behema, then no problem. Mutal taltal ha-chalavim. Then it's not like these moist hides and skins which were mukta. It's chaylev. It's chazud la-adlaka. The chazud la-adlaka. So if it was shechted the day before and the chaylev was already there, so then it would not be mukta and you'd be able to move around the chaylev. Hu adin chatikas shayva mutal taltal, a piece of wax. You could also move around the yachol laniach psila al gaba, because you can put a wick inside it, the chazi, on top of it, inside of it, the chazi lahadlaka, and it's something that's right for hadlaka, so wax and fat and things like that, even though fat is treif, it's good, you could light a candle with it. O kasav magen avram, the orshe hufshat mer of yom tov. Now the magen avram is saying something, going back to what we were discussing yesterday. What happens if you have a hide, a skin, that was skinned from the behema on erev yom tov? Im hulach, if it is moist, if it's still moist, it's also to go ahead and move around, okay? Except for, like we said yesterday, except if it was shechted on yomtiv, then in order to preserve it from getting destroyed, you can go ahead and put it in a safe place. But here, if it was shechted me'er of yomtov, so then it's totally usher to move it if it was moist. However, if it was dried already, then it's mutal l'taltalo, k'moshe kasov in simen shin ches, sif chavei v'ayin sham, the Ramah, Hevi Das Acholken Al Zeh. Again, that was back there. We saw that although the Ramah brings an opinion that's cholek, a dry skin, since it is something that is used to sit on, so then even though it's a skin and it's not, you know, hasn't really been made into any real kli yet, it serves as a kli in terms of being able to sit on it, and therefore, you know, there's the first opinion there that says you'd be able to go ahead and move it. So just stop. Aval kishenishchat b'yom tov, havelein olad. Okay, however, when you go ahead and what? When you go ahead and you shecht it on yom tov, comes the Magen Avram now, and he says that the or is nolad. The alkein imulach mutil taltalo kadesh lo yasriach. Therefore, when it's lach, you can go ahead and move it around so that it doesn't get spoiled in the sun and things like that. K'dom lehel b'munach gam ata makom sel. And if it was in a place where it is shady, the odeya shalo yiskalkal, and you know that it's not going to get ruined, asa l'taltalo, it's asa to go ahead and move. Bim yavesh, asa l'taltalo. And if it's yavesh, if it's dry, it's going to be asa to move it. Da'avalei nolad. So what we're seeing here is that the hide, the skin, right, the skin, which is the hide, the fat, we saw once way back when that the behemoth is found to be a treifa, it's viewed as now, if it was done on yomtiv, and now you have it, it's viewed as a nolad, and in principle it's mukta, and the only heter would be to move it sofan mishum tchimasan, that if we don't allow you to move it, to save it, again, not to go actually and preserve it in a way that it looks like you are preserving it with, like, doing malicha, things like that, but just to go ahead and put it in a place where it's not going to get baked by the sun, where it's going to get protected, that would be okay, but that's the only reason you'd be able to move it, because otherwise the hide and the skins would be nolad if it was shechted on Yom Tov. Back to now to the Shulchan Aruch. V'chein aser limloach basar aleihem bi ba'avir. And he says, it's also aser to go ahead and salt basar on top of these fats, like we saw one was allowed to do by the hide, by the skins yesterday. Remember, you were allowed to do a little shtickle salting if you did it only a minimal amount on basar above the skin, above the hide, right? Only the amount of salting for roasting, that was allowed by the hide. But here he seems to say, when it comes to salting the chelev to preserve it, that you can't even do in the avir, even if you're going ahead and roasting, even if you're going ahead and salting above the chelev basar, you can't, doesn't sound like you can't do it. Look what he says. You can't do it. Right? You can't go and salt basar on top of it, like the shtick we pulled yesterday on the hide, so that the melach falls on the fat. Because when it comes to chalavim, okay, a very, very minimal amount of melicha is enough. The aser mishum chashasha de'ibud. And therefore, he says, since all you really need for chalev is a little bit of salting, then there's no hope here. Why? Because since a little bit of salting is all that's needed for chalev, therefore automatically it will have an appearance of ibud, and therefore malicha will not be allowed. The only thing that is allowed when it comes to fat, he says, as we said, is to move it in a place so that it will not get beaten down by the sun and rot and things like that, but to actually do anything that has the appearance of ibud will not be allowed. Let's move right to Sif Hey. Hey. Ali shu daf of the chaved. What's an ali? An ali is a type of heavy board, or heavy piece of wood that they used to go ahead and they used to chop up, right? It's like a cutting board, a nice, big, thick, heavy cutting board that they would go ahead and chop up. What would they chop on there? Grits, as we'll see, right? Uklihu. It's a kli. Ela shemalachto le'iser. It's not a... remember we distinguish between something that's mukta, which pure you can't move at all, even letzorach gufo and letzorach makomo, that's something that's totally mukta, but something that's a kli, so if it's a kli, shemalach to leheter, you can move it around for even its own safety and things like that. But when it comes to a kli shemalach to leiser, then you're not allowed to move it around like to protect itself, but you can move it if you need the makom, the tzorach makomo, or the tzorach gufo. It's called the tzorach gufo makomo if you need to use it. So again, it's a malachto le'isr lechtosh bo arifos. That's what this ali is. It's a kalisha malachto le'isr that's used, right, to go ahead and chop up grits. Rifos are grits. Mutter letaltalo lekso valav basar. So you'll be allowed to go ahead and move it, to go ahead and cut up and slice meat on there, right? Like in a butcher. Butcher, you ever see the butcher cutting up the meat on the cutting board? That's what this was. So this cutting board was not specifically for meat. The cutting board was a cutting board used for cutting grits. So therefore, it was basically a kli shemalach to le'iser. If it was a cutting board that was designated for cutting meat, that would be totally fine because that's not something that would make it a kli shemalach to le'iser. It's just grinding up grits. Makes it a cliche of a lachta lesser. So let's see this all inside the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Ches, Lichtosh Bo Harifos, to go ahead and grind up the grits. The Aser B'yomto, it's Aser, this type of Tchina is Aser, to Lekam and Simen Tavkuv Dalet Sif Gimel. Right, we already pointed out how Tchina, okay, certain Tchinas, especially raw grains and grinding grits, is a Tchina that's Aser, even on Yom Tif. It's Malach, it's not defined as Malach Es Ochel Nefesh, and therefore, the board that's used to grind, right, is going to be a kli shemalach le'iser. And therefore, it can only be moved the tzarach gufo. So that's why, sifkat on your test, that's why mutal le'taltalo, kidin kol kli shemalach le'iser, like all kelim that are malach le'iser, you can move it if you need to use it. Right? It's like taking a hammer, which you're not allowed to normally just like stand move around, but you can move it if you have a hammer on the table, if you need its place, or if you want to crack nuts with it, you can take the hammer, even though it's a kli shemalach le'iser, and crunch nuts with it. You could move it to tzarach gufo. You could use it for a malacha that's mutter. Or the tzarach makomo, if you need the place, if you need place on the table. The das magen avram. Now comes the magen avram with a big chiddush. He says, even if this is a very expensive cutting board, and normally we would say you can't move it, even the tzarach gufo and makomo, because it's a mukta machmas chisaron kis. Remember we talked about a shechita knife. A shechita knife is more than just a shechita knife on Shabbos. It's more than just a kli shemalach to le'iser on Shabbos, a shechita knife, because you're not going to use it for anything else. So it's mukta machas nisaron kis, which is a full-blown mukta. He says here, even if it was mukta machas nisaron kis, and you normally wouldn't kigon shemakbid alalai milishtamish babu dabarachet, where you're makbid not to use it. Now you don't use your grinding board for cutting meat on it, so it's a kli shemalach to le'iser. that's much more than a klisha v'lav d'liser. It's mamish mukta machmas chisaron kis, which makes it full blown mukta, right? Why? Because you wouldn't use it for other things. Shelo yiskalkel, because it'll get ruined. So he says the begon zeh, something like this would normally be aser b'chol mako, would be aser. You couldn't really move it letzarech gufo umekomo. He says hacha shari mishum simchas yamtiv. Big chiddush in many poskim acholik on. Okay, and Berlocha discusses it. He seems to say that even though we do not normally allow, let's say mukta, like something that's mukta gumma, like stones, like rocks, or pure mukta, we normally do not say that you're allowed to go ahead and move it mishum simchas yamtiv. Since when can you move mukta for simchas yamtiv? So he has a big chiddush here that when it comes to mukta machmas chisar and kiss, even though you can't go ahead and move it, because it's mukta machmas chisar and kiss, you would be able to move it mishum simchas yamtiv, and that's a huge chiddush, okay, of the Magen Avraham. From the Shulchan Aruch, it's not mashma that way. From the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma only because it was a klish of malach dole iser, you'd be allowed to use it for a heter purpose, like with tzorech gufo, like cutting up basar. Magen Avraham is a huge chiddush. Let's move weiter. And then he goes on and he says, back to the Shulchan Aruch, ula'achar shekatzav alav asal ta'atla. And after you went ahead and you used it for cutting the meat with tzorech gufo, asal ta'atla. You have to leave it there. You can't move it anywhere else. Even mechama latzel, even to take it out of the sun and to protect it from the sun and put it in a shady place. Aval tzorech gufo makamo shari. But the Ramah says, but the bottom line is, like we just said now, you would be able to move it if you need to use it or if you need the place. But being a klisha malach dole iser, that's one of the things you're not allowed to do, is move it mechama itself, to take it from the sun and put it into the shade, because that would be total mutz, total of a klisha malach dole iser, not the tzorech gufo makomo, but that's what's called the tzorech atzmo. When you're doing it, you're moving it to protect itself from getting stolen or from getting damaged. That there's no heter of moving a kli shemalachto le'iser. That's sipkat m'chaf mechama le'tzel, from the sun to the shade is not allowed. O kidei shelo yiganev, or if it's going to get, you're worried it's going to get stolen, you can't move it because it's a kli shemalachto le'iser, which only has a heter le'tzeruch gufo makomar k'leil b'simen shin ches sipkat m'chaf aleph aval le'tzorech v'chulei. However, if it's l'tzorach kufo makomo, that's going to be okay. Given kol, like all kelim that are malachto le'iser, v'sabdan ha'av, shekotz v'nalav basar. And he says, and the big, thick, like hatchet, what would you call the big knife, that the butchers use? Shekotz v'nalav basar. Okay, mutu l'talto l'achar shekotzav. Okay, and that hatchet, whatever you're using, that's nice and thick and strong and sharp, that you after you go ahead and
it's called a cleaver.
The cleaver, excellent, great word. Okay, that's how we need. That's how we need you, Cornell graduate. Letapla la'acha shekatzav afilu mechama letzel ukahai gavna. Okay, dahu kli shemalachta leheter. That you'd be able to move even mechama letzel. Why? Because that's what's used to go ahead and cut up. Okay, cut up the meat. Okay, now do this. The sadan could be not the cleaver. I think the sadan might actually be just the cutting board. The cutting board for meat. The cutting board for meat, the thick cutting board for meat. Then also, since it's a klish of a lachto leheter, you'd be able to move it, okay, for other purposes as well, because once it's a klish of a lachto leheter, whether it's, as Rabbi Fork said, the cleaver that cuts the meat, or the actual board used for cutting the meat, that's not like this board, because this board, this thick board that we were talking about, was used to grind the grits. So it was a klish of lach d'liser, which only had a heter l'tzorach gufo makomo, except if you go with the Magen Avraham, who says even if it reached the level of a mukta machmas chisaron kis, you'd be able to move in the simchas yamtiv. So it comes out, let's say, for example, let's say you have, let's say, a mila knife. Big, I'll give it a good example of a chiddush of this Magen Avraham. Let's say it's on yamtiv, and you have a mila knife, and there's no bris milas. So a mila knife, we know that's for sure mukta machmas chisaron kis. Because you're not going to go ahead, right? If you have no mila, there's no heter to use it to cut, you know, an RL, okay? So, and you're not going to use it for anything else. So that would be a classic mukta machmas chisaron kis. But it comes out, according to the Magen Avraham, if you wanted to use it to go ahead and cut up your watermelon for simchas yamtiv, maybe not watermelon, because maybe that's not full simchas yamtiv. But if you wanted to use the mila knife, which is mukta machmas chisaron kis, to go ahead and slice up your suvi meat, comes according to the Magen Avraham, you'd be able to mishum simchas yamtiv. Again, this is something that the poskim all take issue with, because it's a huge chiddush that mukta machmas chisaron kis, which becomes mukta machmas gufo, will have a heter for for Simchas Yomtiv, Letzarech Ochal Nefesh, etc. It's almost like a heter of Letzarech Ochal Nefesh, which again, regular Muktzah does not have such a heter. If it's a full-blown Muktzah, somehow, even though Muktzah Machlas Yisar and Kis is full-blown Muktzah, for some reason the Magen Avraham is Mekel when it comes to Letzarech Ochal Nefesh, Simchas Yomtiv, etc. Ad Kan Velo Yoiser. Tomorrow we start Tav Kuf, okay, and we are moving now, April. Have a great one, everybody. And we've got to go a little quicker tomorrow to get up to hopefully Sif Gimel, so we'll be shtickel caught up. Okay, very good. Have a great, great day, everybody.
Rebbe, it was Moshe that said the clear, not me.
Oh, check that, Moshe Lehman. Okay, hey, with this in YU here. Okay, go back to Cornell, pal. Go back to Cornell. All right, Shkoyach, man.
I'll be there.
All right, bye-bye.